And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money, but how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal and administrative, and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It's Tuesday, January 5th, and you may have noticed over the last bunch of episodes, you've heard different voices. That is because we want to hear from you, and we'd love you to join us on the air. Send us your financial question, same old, ask Jill at jillonmoney.com, but let us know if you would be willing to come on the air with us. That is what Andrew did. Andrew's on the line from Chicago. Hello, Andrew. What's going on? How can we help you out?
Okay, so I'm in the process of kind of consolidating some retirement accounts, and I have an old 401k with a former employer that I was looking to roll into an IRA, but unfortunately, the only way they can transfer the funds is cashing everything out and mailing a check.
What?
And I'm,
Will a horse and buggy deliver it to you?
Yeah, it's like a 1972 here.
Holy smokes. There's no tape-to-tape transfer, huh?
No, I've checked with the provider. And
oh, my God.
The only option is, yeah, cashing everything out and sending a check. So I'm a little nervous about being out of the market for, you know, who knows how long. I don't have a whole lot of trust in the U.S. Postal Service.
Not that there's anything wrong. I'm sorry. Mail letter carriers, we love you. Okay.
So they're not a sponsor, are they? Okay.
No.
Okay. So my question to you, luckily, I have some good choices as far as low-cost index funds.
You mean in the old plan?
Yes. Huh. I have some nice Vanguard funds with super low fees because they're institutional shares.
So keep it there.
I'm trying to think if there's anything I'm overlooking as far as leaving it in there and just, you know, sticking it in a S&P 500 index fund and not worrying about it.
Look, there's two things. Most people like to, like you had this idea, like, I want to consolidate everything because it's just easier to manage. But the biggest reason why people will leave their old 401k plans is that they have crappy choices inside that. But if you're saying you've got low cost index funds, Vanguard funds that are in there and they're available to you, and the old employer is not forcing you to get out, because sometimes some employers want, you know, former employees to move their money, there's not a huge impetus to move it. How much is in there?
It's about 100,000.
And what else do you have going on? How old are you?
I'm 32. And with, I guess I have about 200,000 in all my accounts combined as far as brokerage and retirement accounts.
Great. That's great. Are you single, married, partnered?
I'm single.
You mean you're worth 200 grand in your 30s and, you know, we can actually marry you off? This is great. You've got 200 grand. This is, I think I'm going to run a dating service on the side. I say,
fantastic.
Yeah, it's good. I think leave the old 401k alone, let it just hang there, and don't worry about moving it around. As long as they're allowing you to do it, I'm hopeful that in the next some group of months or years, they will increase their ability to do a tape-to-tape transfer, and you'll be able to roll it over eventually.
Okay.
Sound good?
That's what I'm hoping for.
Excellent.
You have time for one more quick question?
One more quickie.
Okay. What are your thoughts on having a 100% equities allocation for somebody my age?
Oh, wait. That was the sound effect. Did you like that? I'm not a 100% anything person. I'm really not. Here's what I think. I think it would be very... I think that what happens is that you get this idea, I'm going to be so aggressive. But when you really look at the research and results, adding a little bit of asset allocation, even if you maintain an aggressive stance, is not going to damage your upside so much. And it will help limit your downside. And assets move differently in different times. So I'm never the person who thinks that you should be 100% equities. I think the most for someone who's young and who has a high risk tolerance would be like 80-20. And you'll be fine with that. Don't have to kill it. If you have a financial question, you can always ask us through our website, JillOnMoney.com. There you can actually sign up for our free weekly newsletter. You can check out my book. You can do all sorts of stuff. And there's a contact button. So if something is germinating in your brain, it's a good time to just hit that contact button. All right. Wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain your physical distancing, and do something nice for someone else today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.